So the other week, I met this girl named June, and she was just so awesome, such a vibe. I was talking to her and I was like, "What do you do for work?" Because she seemed happy in her life in general. And she was like, "Oh, I'm actually a genetic counselor." And she explained what it was to me, and I looked up and saw that I met the minimum qualifications at a company that was hiring for the position. So I put in an application and my interview went really well. They called me back for a position. The next day, I was talking to one of our mutual friends, Justine, and Justine was like, "I hate the job." And she told me she was weeks away from quitting. And I just thought it was a funny story because I didn't know the job originally existed and it was in my reach, but then I got talked out of it. That story actually is not true. Well, like it is true. I just switched the jobs and the names out for different people. But the point is, there are so many things you don't know exist in this world, and if you expand your horizons and talk to new people, you're finding new things in this universe all the time. And that's what I think an abundance mindset really is. There's so much the universe has to offer me, and I just have to find it. When I first got rejected from my master's program in New York, I was so distraught because I just knew I had to study communications in New York. What other way would I get my master's degree? But then when I really zoomed out and I was like, well, there's other programs. I have a friend that got her undergrad in communications and now she's going to be a dentist. I thought there's other programs, there's other schools, and there's me not even getting a master's degree. And when I zoom out like that, I'm so much happier with letting go of everything. I also think the same with men, which sounds terrible, but relationships in general, you can get so hung up on this person. Oh my God, he's not texting me back. I don't know what to do. And it's like, there are a million other men, like at the day club right now, ready to buy you a drink, and you're hung up on this small situation. The universe is so big, and your world can always be growing if you're talking to people, if you're looking at new things, if you're reading. So there's no reason to get hung up on things. I love this Sylvia Plath quote. "I saw my life branching out before me like a green fig tree in the story, from the tip of every branch, like a fat purple fig. A wonderful future beckoned and winked. One fig was a husband and a happy home and children. And another fig was a famous poet. And another fig was a brilliant professor. And another fig was E.G., an amazing editor. And another fig was Europe and South Africa and South America. And another fig was Constantine and Socrates and Attila and a pack of other lovers and queer names and offbeat professions. And another fig was an Olympic lady crew champion. And beyond and above these figs were many figs. I couldn't quite make out. I saw myself sitting in the crotch of this fig tree, starving to death, just because I couldn't make up my mind which of the figs I would choose." I feel like that quote sums up a lot of people and where we have so many options and then we choose the least awesome or just really sometimes the safest and most accessible option. So like that's where I think it's okay that like this Noelle got rejected from that job because when I zoom out, Noelle's doing this, that, and the third, and I'm the Noelle that I'm living as right now. No need to get upset because I can always expand my horizons. Like, it's so easy to find new things. I just feel like people are kind of lazy about it. But that's why I'm always thinking there's so much to do in the universe. It honestly makes me a little bit sad that I won't be able to experience it all. I think the happy part of the mindset is like there's so much going on in the world. You can always find something new, but you have to get to the hurdle of like it's all going to come together. I always talk so optimistically, and sometimes I feel really privileged doing it because I know like I have a pretty good life. I've always had a pretty decent life, but there are times where like I got to a point and I was like, what the heck am I going to do? That I really don't like to talk about because it's so negative and I hate talking about the past me and what I used to be. I always think back to the time when I was 19 and I got caught drinking on campus and it was a huge deal. I was working in student housing at the time, so I wasn't in a position of authority, but I was definitely somebody that the students were looking at. I had to go to court. I got taken by the cops and everything, and it was just not a high moment for me. Everything got resolved pretty easily, but from that, I was just wanting to drop out of college and really think and spend some time by myself. And my family was so disappointed in me, but I got my own apartment and I had about 2 weeks to make $60 stretch. And it was just a really low time for me. I was having to walk 2 miles to get to the transportation to take me to the ski resort I was working at because I couldn't afford a bus ticket. I was barely eating. It was just the worst time ever for me. And during those moments, there was someone I could have contacted. I could have talked to my ex-boyfriend and he would have given me something to eat and I could have hung out with him, or I could have hung out with old friends that I had been hanging out with. But I just knew I was becoming someone new and I couldn't rely on my old habits that used to save me to get me to a new place that I knew I was supposed to be. And I'm so happy I hustled through, because I really feel like those 2 weeks not relying on other people or not relying on other things made me so much more independent. And now sometimes I'm out at a bar and I'm like, oh my God, I only have $60 for the whole night. And I'm like, you made $60 stretch 2 weeks. You can make $60 stretch 2 hours. Or I think right now with my weight, I'm like, man, I have 8 more pounds to lose. I'm like, you lost 80 pounds in 2019. So if you did that, you can do it now. Times where I'm like, honestly, breaking down, unsure of what's going to happen, I reassure myself. I'm like, you have cried this before. I always think of future me looking at past me with like a little smile and just shaking her head, because she knows all that the universe has coming for her. Like, if I could just talk to 20-year-old me and be like, there's other alcoholics in the world. Why are you crying over this man? You know, simple as that. There's other jobs. Why are you upset over this one at this building? This isn't even the job for you. I would always tell past me, this isn't for you. Just let it go. When you let stuff go, your arms are open to accept so much more. And that sounds cheesy, but that's really how I feel. Sometimes we let things take up space in our life. And like, if you view life as like a closet, which I'm cleaning out my closet right now, so that's funny to me. But like, oh my gosh, I don't have room for this Louis Vuitton dress because I'm keeping this Forever 21 dress. Are you kidding me? That sounds ridiculous. You don't have time for the love of your life because you're busy fixing things with this toxic man. You don't have time to live your dream career because you have this bad job right now. Throw it out the closet, leave the hanger. Something new is coming.